Welcome to another audio edition of the Healing Spirit Wisdom Journal, the free newsletter available at my site at healingspirit.com. I'm your host, Dr. Antonia M., the Inner Power Doctor, helping you to shift your inner power so you can make the positive, radical change that you need most in your life right now. What we'll talk about on this show is something I think can help you and those you know to turn an important corner in your lives, in your evolution. If you're new here, let me just quickly say about myself that I'm a spiritual health professional with a PhD in metaphysics. I'm pursuing a second one in metaphysical psychology, and I specialize in creating personalized growth programs for spiritual awakening, development, and rehabilitation. And with that said, I think today's show has a very high wake-up value. The name of today's show is Eat to Nourish, Not to Feed, or How to Satisfy Your Deeper Hunger. Enlightened masters have a way of speaking on many levels at once. There's the message you hear with your ears at the moment, and then there's the deeper wisdom that unfolds later when your awareness has evolved and you're ready to understand what else the message was about. Some time ago in Enlightenment school, mystery school or wisdom school if you prefer, our teacher gave us what I thought was a simple yet radical lesson in bringing true health consciousness to our eating habits and to the dinner table. But just the other day, I'm at the computer, and all of a sudden, I became aware that there was a hidden teaching in there about tending to the deeper needs of the soul. Eat to nourish, not to feed, is what our teacher advised. And many of us are in the habit of appeasing our appetites with only a secondary concern, if any, for true nourishment. And yes, the bowl of peanut butter puffs I was just shoveling into my mouth is supposedly organic and healthy, but really, who buys peanut butter puffs but for the taste? The impulse, or maybe it's the conditioning, to indulge in tasty treats doesn't end with physical hunger. We often engage in this same behavior to satisfy our appetites for other things, from sex to success to acceptance and even spiritual power. And in our desire to feed this appetite, we may run from one relationship to the next, one seminar to another, or from business venture to business venture, for example. But an hour later, so to speak, we're hungry again. Why? Without a conscious choice to nourish the true need behind our appetite, our feeding frenzies tend to leave us full of junk, feeling empty, or both. When we chase fulfillment in this way, every step toward it seems to kick it away, like a small child trying to walk up on a beach ball. If you really think about it, though, if you really think about hunger, we don't get hungry just because we need nourishment. Hunger arises when your nourishment has been neglected for too long and the resulting imbalance has become too great, perhaps even unbearable. So hunger then is more like a desperate inner cry for something, anything, to fill you up and keep you going. This is when we become most vulnerable to feeding or binging indiscriminately on just about anything. Any snack, any relationship, any job, any attention, any distraction will do to tide you over. True nourishment sustains us at the level of mind, body, and spirit simultaneously. It takes less food to fulfill and sustain me throughout the day, for example, when the food I eat is wholly nutritious. My intuitive abilities are naturally strengthened as well, the more nutritious my diet. Likewise, when we are engaged in activities that fulfill us deep within our soul, the body and the mind also benefit. We don't just keep going, we thrive. So if you want to bring greater nourishment and fulfillment to your life, take a good look at what you're hungry for and when you tend to be hungriest for it. Whatever it is, be it recognition, success, love, chocolate, etc., know that underneath it lies a deeper need that you must nourish. Perhaps it's a need to develop greater openness, honesty, forgiveness, or confidence somewhere in your being. Or maybe it's a need for good old-fashioned patience, practice, or discipline. But once the need is nourished, the hunger disappears. So here are some exercises you can try to help you. Exercise number one, examine your deeper need closely through mindfulness, meditation, journaling, or whatever your enlightenment tool of choice is, and then seek to nourish it. To examine, in this case, does not mean to psychoanalyze. It means to observe yourself. It means to watch your patterns in action. It means to put space between yourself and your unconscious reactions so that awareness has an opportunity to arise there. Exercise number two, fast or abstain from your feeding habit for a short period. Even as few as 12 hours can greatly reduce an out-of-control appetite, especially if you break the fast with a more nourishing course of action. So, if this were food, you'd break your fast with something really nutritious and energized. If you had been abstaining from a television overdose, you might break the fast with doing something creative or athletic, for example. Engaging in purifying breath techniques or a centering meditation at both the start and end of this period, as well as during the period for that matter, can greatly enhance the shift of inner power. And last but not least, exercise number three. If you have the Self-Mastery and Fulfillment Workbook, use the inner power mapping technique to help uncover the root of your hunger and how to nourish the underlying need. Then follow up by doing the personal workshop on desire, which is journey number 12 in the book. So that brings us to the end of another edition of Healing Spirit. I hope you'll put what you heard today into practice and not just let it become a theory that you contemplate from time to time. If you find yourself struggling to get to the next stage in your life, let me help you make a positive, radical change. I create personalized growth programs specifically for you using my unique breakthrough kit and a powerful process called inner power mapping. Use it to shift the inner flow of power and blaze a new trail in your life. Learn more about it at www.breakthroughkit.com. But if you're ready to make that shift right now, sign up, and this time next month, your life will be flowing in a new direction. That website again is breakthroughkit.com. You can also get there from my main site at healingspirit.com. And while you're there, download the free mini seminar, 7 Ways to Break Through the Wall in Your Life, when you subscribe to my free newsletter. I'm asking all my readers and listeners to share today's wisdom with others who can be served by it. And I thank you for doing that. I know many of you do that already anyway. So until next time, my friends, this is Dr. Antonia M., the Inner Power Doctor, at your service and reminding you to be your true self at all times with unwavering faith that is all you ever need to be.